Hi, this is Dottie St. James, and this is Funny Lady Life, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
Love of my life, sweetheart. And we just got back from a short vacation, and we came home to find out that
the vacation was pretty good, but then we get back here, and it turns out that her cousin, Bobby, or Proton, or Photon, or whatever the hell his name is.
Cousin's from Louisiana.
Yeah, Louisiana. Cousin, he just shows up here looking for Dot, I guess, you know. And so I don't even know how the hell he got to stay in her house. How'd that come to be, that he's just staying here?
Well, I guess Mary Ellen, whatever the hell her name is, let him in because he's family, you know. And he told her that.
It's not my family. She's going to hear about this one.
Well, she's off today.
I'm getting the clamp.
Wait on that one. But, yeah, so we were going to do a podcast, and I noticed that there was a recording on there. And, I thought it was funny.
Did you? Oh, I just play it for him. Let them be the judge. Let's play. So I go to check out the podcast. I want to listen to some, and I turn it on, and guess what I hear? Go ahead. Hit play. Go ahead. Go ahead. Let them hear it.
Testing. This is Bobby Proton from Shreveport, Louisiana. I love to watch NASCAR. Of course, smoke marijuana and make love to my lady. Those are my three things that I love to do. I have a tremendous $1 million collection of vintage Puma sneakers that I had obtained legally, even though my cousin Ronnie says it was not. I rescued some pairs of Puma sneakers from a fire many years ago, and I have been sitting on a $1 million collection of Puma sneakers. Am I doing this right?
Just stop it. I can't stand this son of a bitch. I don't want to listen to anymore. I don't want to see him. Just stop it.
Well, you know, Larry, I thought he was funny. I think he has a knack for this kind of thing. I'm going to tell him about that. You know, my aunt from Louisiana had told me that he's been out of work for some time now.
Oh, that's a shame.
He refuses to sell those Pumas. I know about the Pumas. Everybody knows about the Pumas. It's a thing in our family, about the Puma sneakers.
Yeah, rescued them. Legally. Absolutely.
That's what he said. He said it was a burned-down shoe store, and he, you know...
Nobody else wanted the $1 million sneakers, so he has them.
Right.
Yeah, I get it.
Right. So, you know, I feel sorry for him, but, you know, I'm going to tell my aunt that he should... maybe take up the podcasting.
Yeah, what he should do is stop the popping in, just showing up, you know? He's comes here, he's talking about what drugs and Pumas and making a whoopee and all kind of stuff, and just not my cup of tea, I'll tell you what. I have enough of this Bobby Proton guy.
I think, you know, in Louisiana, I think they're a little looser than we are up here in the north.
Loose, okay, yeah.
You know, and they just tend to... let it all hang out. And friendly. You know, the Southern people. They're just friendly folk, you know. But yeah, so this is our life. You know, we have relatives. I'm sure people listening have the poppin' relatives that just stop by unannounced. And it happens. We happen to not be home.
I don't like the pop-in. I don't want the pop-in. I don't like the pop-in. Well, and I don't like Bobby Proton.
You'll have to talk to Mary Ellen, whatever the hell her name is,
I will.
Anyway, this is our podcast, and thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life.
Bye-bye.